Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Got a crash on the causeway, got the southbound causeway closed for now, probably until about 8 o'clock, but we'll let you know if anything changes. Ian Ozan joins us now. Seems, Ian Ozan, like just yesterday, it was hot and humid in August, and we were talking about prep football, and here we are, all of a sudden, December 5th, knocking on the door.
Yeah, we're the penultimate week of the season, week 14 of 15. The state championships are next week. And it seems as if the playoffs are dominated by teams from the New Orleans metro area, the Baton Rouge metro, and from the Monroe area. So there's a chance that we could have, we will more than likely have an all-Monroe final in one of the games next week, two of the games, an opportunity, if all goes well tonight, to have an all-New Orleans Metro matchup.
Tell me what you're watching.
So we're going to be watching those two New Orleans Metro possibilities. Edna Carr hosting Catholic of Baton Rouge tonight. These are two teams who met in the playoffs last year. Edna Carr got the victory and then went on to win a state championship. In the bottom half of the bracket, St. Aug takes on John Curtis in a rematch of a game from only about 4 or 5 weeks ago. Where St. Aug won and won big, took advantage of John Curtis's miscues and turnovers. St. Aug, though, was hosting this game at Tad Gormley Stadium. John Curtis hosted the regular season matchup. So the winner of that game gives us a New Orleans team in the final. If Edna Carr handles business, if they're able to beat Catholic tonight, we're going to have an All-Catholic League final next Saturday afternoon at 3:30 right here on WWL.
Wow, that'd be something. Tell me about the other games you're watching.
Other games are we're going to be keeping track of tonight. Archbishop Shaw, the 7 seed, they didn't have a great regular season this year. Archbishop Shaw started off losing 2 of their first 3 games, went on a 5-game win streak, and then lost their final 2 to end the season at 6-4. But something about the Eagles, when they get into the playoffs, they get into another drive.
Yep.
And they have been unstoppable all throughout the playoffs. This week, they go to Houma to play Vanderbilt Catholic. St. Charles, in the top half of that bracket, the number 1 seed, had a wonderful regular season, and they've rolled through the playoffs. They get U-High tonight, a U-High team that's looking for a little bit of revenge from last year, not necessarily against St. Charles, but against the LHSAA. They qualified for the playoffs last year. The LHSAA learned they used an ineligible player, kicked them out of the playoffs. U-High sued, lost the lawsuit, but they still think they were jobbed last year, and now they're trying to get to the state finals and say, hey, we did nothing wrong, and we're just as good as you thought we were last year.
So, my Shaw Eagles, if they win tonight, they go to the Dome next week?
If they win tonight, they return to the Dome for a second straight year. They'll defend their state championship against the winner of St. Charles U-High. And if Shaw and St. Charles wins, then next Friday night, we have an all-New Orleans Metro matchup, St. Charles Parish against Jefferson Parish.
So, when it comes to surprises this season, what has been your biggest surprise and what has been some of the disappointments to you?
I think the biggest surprise, not from the New Orleans area, but one of those teams from the Monroe area we talked about, Union Parish. This is a team that's familiar with making deep playoff runs, but at the start of the year, we didn't think that would happen. They lost their first 3 games. Going into the final 3 weeks, they were 3-4. And they wound up getting waxed in their season finale, 42-7. They come in as a double-digit seed, and they knocked out the number 3 seed in their division, in Division 3 non-select. They knocked out the number 1 seed, or number 3 seed, Erath, And they have not been touched. Nobody's come close to beating them yet in the playoffs. Here they are in the semifinals. Union Parish, Coach Spadafore has done a great job of getting this team to play their best at the right time. They're peaking at the right time. I think maybe the biggest disappointment this season is we didn't see as many Catholic teams progress out of the first two rounds of the playoffs and run. I thought just based on how strong the division was or how strong the district was, you would have more than the four teams that we saw in the quarterfinals. I thought you might have been able to get a fifth or a sixth team in there. The seedings didn't work out. In fact, you had a couple Catholic League matchups early in the playoffs, so that kind of took that opportunity away, but still a wonderful year for the Catholic League. Maybe the biggest surprise of all actually came down yesterday with the LHSA announcing the new districts. Warren Easton got its wish. It got moved to the Jefferson Parish District out of the Catholic League. Mm-hmm. Chalmette didn't get its wish. Mm-hmm. It's playing in the Catholic League next year with the Etna Cars, the St. Augs, the John Curtises. So Chalmette just went from a good district to arguably the toughest district in the state of Louisiana.
And that was based on the attendance at the school, the registration?
Based on attendance. They were 5A already, but based on how the LHSA draws the maps to keep the teams grouped, because a few teams moved up in 5A in the New Orleans Metro, Chalmette got moved out of the North Shore District and put in the Catholic League. Chalmette appealed. They said, we don't want to go there. We want to stay where we are. Edna Carr and Warren Easton both appealed because they were moved from the Catholic League to make room for Chalmette and put in the Jefferson League. Mm-hmm. Edna Carr said, we don't want to play there because they're going to kill our strength of schedule. So the LHSAA went back and said, all right, Edna Carr, we'll give you what you want. We'll keep you in the Catholic League. Warren Easton will give you what you want. We'll put you in the Jefferson League. Chalmette, no dice. We're sorry. You're stuck.
Confused, perhaps, but listen tonight.
But you won't be after the next episode of Soap.
No, and you won't be after the next episode of the Manning Family Children's Prep Football Roundup, which happens tonight.
Correct. 7 o'clock. We'll be live in studio. The weather will prevent us from going to any of the game sites, but we have correspondents at the Shaw game, correspondents at the St. Aug game, the St. Aug John Curtis game, at Etna Carr. The St. Charles game will have somebody there as well. Plus, we have a couple other people scattered around the state tonight. So we'll have all the updates. We'll have the scores as they come in. And next week, we will be live in the Superdome Friday night as well as all day Saturday.
Shaw plays in Houma?
Correct. They're playing at Vanderbilt Catholic.
All right. Thank you, Ian Ozan. We'll be listening tonight, 7:21. Traffic now, WWL. All right, 7:26 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, true to form, Carlton Dufour Show has kept us updated. One lane is open southbound on the causeway now. They're starting convoys. They expect to have the rest of the wreck cleared by the time the convoy gets.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
There. So starting convoys southbound, again, remember, during a convoy, you can't change lanes or any of that. So just stay in line and be safe and pay attention to what the heck you're doing. But the southbound one lane is open now on the causeway coming into the city. They had a problem at the North Shore Humane Society. They're looking for foster homes for dogs. And Scott Bernier joins us now, CEO of the North Shore Humane Society. How you doing, Scott? What happened?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, sir.
We had a bit of a a fire in one of our kennels. We have four kennels, and it was Kennel A a few days ago. It was an electrical fire. And, of course, we're in a situation now where we're rehabbing that kennel, and we can't put the animals in there. Mm-hmm. So we've been trying to place as many animals as we can into foster care while we get everything fixed.
What does that mean, foster care? If you foster one of these canines, what does that mean? What does it look like?
Basically, you would just take them into your home. We'd provide any food or medicine, anything that they need, a kennel for you. And it allows us to keep that kennel open. I should have said right off the bat that all our employees and all the animals are fine. We're able to put it out quickly,
right,
and everybody's okay. But we're in a repair situation right now.
How long would they be fostering a dog for?
I'm thinking it'd probably only be early next week. Now, I will say for the dogs now, we are down to a point that most of the dogs that we have are very selective. Mm-hmm. They may not like other dogs. They may not like kids or men or something. So we're down to the specialty situations right now. So anybody that's thinking of helping, you know, consider that we don't want to put a dog in a home that's got 12 dogs in it already.
Right. So if somebody lives alone and they want to foster a dog, is there anything about the selectivity of the dogs that you have left that would prevent that from happening?
That's probably more of an ideal situation. And we each dog has its own personality, just like a human. And we know what those are. We're not going to pair something up that's not going to fit.
So what kind of dogs are available? How many are you talking about that are still looking for foster homes?
I believe we've got about 8 more we're trying to get into homes as of this morning.
Okay, and do you know big, small, what kind of dogs?
Most of these dogs are medium to large-sized dogs. The small dogs go fast. Everybody's looking for small dogs, you know.
All right, now how do they go about adopting one or at least going over there or becoming eligible, et cetera, et cetera?
Sure. If you think you fall in that situation, you could just drive by, come to the facility. If not, give a call, talk to our adoptions department, have a discussion with them, or go onto our website and fill out a form showing your interest in the adoption area, and someone will call you back.
Where is the facility?
Facility's at 2034 Harrison Avenue in Covington. For the locals that have been here a long time, they called it Dog Pound Road at one time.
And in as far as kennels go, if somebody wanted to come from the South Shore to adopt or to foster one of these dogs, that would be acceptable, and you have a kennel to help them get the dog home?
Yes, it would be. I'm sorry, my alarm just went off. Yes, it would be.
You what went on? What happened?
Alarm.
Oh,
an alarm just went off.
No worries.
My apologies.
Take care of everything. I hope we can do you some good. Thank you, sir. Is there a phone number or a website?
NorthShoreHumane.org.
Thank you, sir. We'll hope we can get you animals fostered for you. NorthShoreHumane.org. Thank you. 7:30, time for WWL First News. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lou Fragoso, Manning Family Children's President and CEO, about the parade, about the radiothon that continues. And we'll talk to Fred Lopez about vaccines. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 7:40, 20 till 8, joined by Lou Fragoso. He's plenty busy. Manning Family Children's Hospital President and CEO. How you doing, Lou?
Tommy, good morning. Thanks for having me on, and happy holidays to everybody.
Same to you, sir. First of all, before we talk about the parade, the radiothon continues today. Talk about people making a donation, please.
Well, Tommy, I just can't thank your listeners enough and the support of our community, because we can't do the amazing work that we do here without the support of the community. And this radiothon is a great way to celebrate that. I'm just so excited. Every dollar that we raise through your radiothon goes to the mission. And when you think about what we're doing here, curing cancer, curing sickle cell, creating the largest behavioral health program in the country right here for our kiddos and across 200 schools with that behavioral health program. What we do changes lives, it saves lives, and we just couldn't do it without your listeners. So thank you so much, Tommy.
You know, I had two stories when I was there on Wednesday, and you just kind of glossed over, and I know you're busy, but curing cancer and curing sickle cell, that's two pretty big statements.
Oh, Tommy, I mean, if you think, let's just start with sickle cell. You know, we take care of the most kids in the country that have sickle cell disease. And if anybody knows anything about sickle cell, you know it's an incredibly painful and debilitating disease. It literally robs kids of years of life, 30 years of life on average, causes organ failure, multiple admissions into the hospital and the ER, and the pain episodes are described as shards of glass going through your vein, just to give you perspective. And your children's hospital right here, Manning Family Children's, we are only one of a handful of children's hospitals in the country now to have a cure for sickle cell disease. And that just happened last year. Our very first patient is going through it right now. We have now a whole list of patients that are going to be going through it. But we are literally giving lives back, futures back, dreams back. And we're just so excited about what's happening. Again, we just couldn't do without the support of your community.
Tell me about being a miracle maker while I got you.
Oh, God, so many miracles. I mean, if you think we've just been so excited about our families that have come out to share the stories. I mean, if you think yesterday or on Wednesday, we lit up the season here on the campus, and Margo, one of our little NICU graduates, came and lit up the season. And just to give you a sense of Margo's story, 2 years ago, she was born at 25 weeks gestation in Lake Charles, and she was born at 1 pound, and her intestines were dying, and she needed the care that can only be provided right here at Manning Family Children's. So we sent Abby, our helicopter, to Lake Charles. We picked up Margo, brought her here, and I have a picture of Margo when she got here. She's literally the size of a Christmas cookie. We have a Christmas cookie next to Margo, and that is how small she is. And imagine our surgeons having to do surgery on a baby that is just 1 pound to repair her intestines. But that's exactly what happened, Tommy. And I'm so proud to say that 9 months after she got here, she left a chunky 14-pound little baby. And now she is 2 years old. She is thriving. Her whole family came with her on Wednesday to light up the season. And that's just another amazing example of only the work that happens here. We have the most amazing physicians, care teams. And again, all of it is just supported through our community. So we're just so incredibly grateful for the love and support of our community.
And you can be a miracle maker if you call 888-780-8811 and donate $15 a month or $180 one-time donation. That's less than 50 cents a day. You can text NOLA Kids to 34984. Tell me about the parade. What's going to happen on Saturday and Sunday?
Tommy, they can't rain on our parade, so we moved it to Sunday. It is going to roll at 12:30, 30 floats, high-flying balloons, and, of course, the man himself, Santa Claus, is going to be there. It's going to roll from the French Market through downtown in front of Jackson Square. And so we're excited to have the community out. It is a great way to kick off the holiday season. It is Mardi Gras and Christmas combined. Nobody does parades better than New Orleans, and we're excited to have everybody out there. So please join us. Sunday, 12:30, rolling from the French Market at 12:30.
Nothing changes other than the date and the time. Thank you, Lou. Bless you. God bless y'all and everything.
Thanks,
you do.
Tommy.
You bet. 7:44, 16 till 8. We'll talk to Dr. Fred Lopez about vaccines and flu season when we come back on WWL.
Life is juicy, juicy, and you see I'm gonna have my bite. So get ready for me, love.
Quickly to Dr. Fred Lopez, Professor of Medicine, Section of Infectious Diseases at LSU Health New Orleans. Morning, Dr. Fred. How are you?
Good, Tommy. How about yourself?
I'm okay, sir. It's National Influenza Vaccination Week. I got my flu shot. I got my COVID shot. I'm in my full possession of my faculties. I feel great. I'm not running around like a robot. The government's not implanted anything in me. Tell me about Influenza Week and the flu shot that's available, please.
Well, it's good timing because flu is definitely picking up. In fact, in Louisiana, we have the highest levels of flu-like illness in the United States. Only Colorado is close to us in terms of flu-like activity. So if you haven't gotten your vaccine, go get it now because it takes about 2 weeks to get immune to the flu. And we are about to see a takeoff in the flu activity.
Because of lack of vaccination or just the time of year?
It's the time of year. This is the time of year we tend to see illness increasing. December, January is when it typically peaks, and it will extend all the way through May. But remember, it takes 2 weeks for the antibodies to develop against the flu. And so getting it as soon as possible, if you haven't already gotten your flu vaccine, is really important. And it's important to mention, though, that the lower the vaccination rates, the more illness there's going to be and the more transmission of flu-like illnesses as well.
If I do get the flu, what am I going to feel like?
you're going to feel badly, but you're not going to feel as bad as if you didn't take the flu shot earlier this year. So the fact that you're vaccinated means that even if you get the flu, which you can, because we know that that vaccine is about 40 to 60% effective, if you get the flu, it should be less severe, should prevent you from being hospitalized and having more severe complications.
Who should get it, and how often should we get a flu vaccine?
Yeah, great question. Everyone 6 months of age or older should get the flu shot, and they should get an updated flu shot every year. So if you haven't gotten one this year, you need to get it.
Are people at more risk of getting the flu than others?
No, everybody's at risk if they're not immune to the flu. The issue is that some people are at more risk for severe complications of the flu. And who are those individuals? It's the very young. It's older patients. It's also people with chronic medical conditions like diabetes, heart failure, lung disease, liver disease, kidney disease, people who have cancer who are receiving chemotherapy. All of these individuals are much more at risk for severe complications. And I would also add patients who are pregnant as well, and that that puts them at higher risk for complications.
Why is it age-related? I always wondered about that, 65 or older.
It's the immune system. The immune system doesn't work as well. It's not effective at fighting infection. And as a result, you're more at risk for severe complications. Plus, you don't develop the same robust immune response the older you get to the vaccine. So that's why we typically recommend a stronger flu vaccine for individuals who are 65 years of age or older.
And a text comes in and says, can the vaccine give me the flu?
No, it cannot. The flu shot consists of a dead, inactivated virus that stimulates an immune response. So it is not possible to get the flu from the flu shot. If you get flu-like symptoms, sometimes just the vaccine itself can give you a sore arm. It might even give you a headache and a low-grade fever, but it only lasts for a short period of time and then goes away. If, however, you actually do get the flu after you get the shot, it's probably because you were incubating the illness before you got the shot and the body hadn't had enough time to create the immune response against the flu.
So for people that might be hesitant to get it for whatever reason, your thoughts would be?
Get it. Remember that you're not just protecting yourself, you're also protecting people around you who may be at more risk for severe complications. So it's as much a private health issue as it is a public health issue. And look, Tommy, I know I've said this before over many years, on average, about 35,000 deaths from the flu each year. And this is a vaccine preventable illness.
Is it possible, even though I've been vaccinated, I could have the flu and work through it and not even know it?
Probably not. You'd probably be symptomatic. If you haven't been vaccinated and get the flu, you still should get the vaccine after because it protects you against other strains that might emerge later in the flu season. So good point to bring up about whether you've been vaccinated or had a natural infection with the flu.
There's no way this would have anything to do with me getting colds, right?
No, the colds are caused by other contagious viruses. Different from the flu, for which we have really no vaccines.
Sure seems like since I've been getting a shot, I haven't had a cold. Thank you, Dr. Fred. I appreciate your time. That's what is it? Anecdotal, not causal. How do you say it the scientific way?
I like the anecdotal part of your comments,
there
Tommy.
You go. Thank you, sir. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine, section of infectious diseases at LSU Health New Orleans, 7:55, 5 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch.
you focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.